This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Dispensing cannabis business knowledge beyond a million square feet of cultivation space, CannabisRadio.com proudly presents Blunt Business, harvested by Strainwise Consulting. Together, we will navigate the challenges and opportunities of one of the most profitable industries on earth. Join us each episode to hear our weekly roundtables and interviews with industry professionals. Now, let's delve into some Blunt Business with your host, Lauren Lee Martin.
Welcome to Blunt Business. My name is Lauren Lee Martin, and today I'm joined by Ryan Yunt of Cannabis Property Brokers of Michigan. They specialize in real estate packages that include the proper municipal permitting, zoning, and the property itself. Ryan, thank you so much for joining me today.
Hey, thanks for having me, Lauren.
So today we're talking about cannabis real estate, which excites me because I do a lot of land use consulting and blogging for some similar businesses out here in California. Ryan, cannabis real estate, so different from the run-of-the-mill real estate business. Would you agree?
Oh, 100%. We are real estate developers actually by trade here in Michigan, and mitigating the cannabis laws has been a whole nother level of a real estate transaction.
Yeah, it's on another level. What got you interested in starting this company? How did you make the switch to cannabis?
Yeah, so it's interesting. So in Michigan, we have a new set of regulations called MMFLA. So Michigan actually legalized medical marijuana back in 2009 under a caregiver model. And so at the time, we were interested in the business model, but didn't see the opportunity with the current regulations. So when these new regulations came down the pipeline here in Michigan in the past 2 years, we immediately got excited and wanted to enter into the cannabis business for ourselves. In doing so, we figured out very quickly that acquiring properties and getting them municipally licensed and approved was a very complicated process. So when we saw that, like any good business where there's a problem, if you figure out how to solve the problem, then you have a good business. So we solved that problem for ourselves and figured that we should just focus on the real estate side of the industry, solving that problem for others as well.
Nice. Did you find that you had any difficulties getting people interested in investing in your company because of the federal implications?
Not really. I think everybody's kind of at the point now where we understand that, you know, here in what I believe would be the near future, that federal regulations will be changing, and you know, Michigan is a very, very MMJ friendly state. So actually haven't had that much backlash. You know, when there was murmurings of Jeff Sessions and potentially some new regulations on the federal level, there was some questions to answer, but at the end of the day, when you look at the amount of states that have opted in medically, it's hard to argue that it won't at some point be a federally legal. So,
yeah, absolutely. So walk me through your staff. I know you probably, I imagine you have a marketing department, land use consultants, legal team, different partners that you've got to work with, because it is a massive undertaking just to get, you know, one property approved for cannabis purposes.
Sure.
Right?
Sure. Yeah. So we house a staff focused solely on cannabis real estate. of a little over 20 now, and that's comprised of internal legal teams, administrative staff, brokers, realtors, and then, as you said, a marketing department. We actually house now a full-time four-person staff that markets as well as helps us with some of our zoning, as you know, additionally. So there's actually a whole technology piece to what we do as well that's pretty neat.
Just a quick question. How long did it take you to get all of this staff together to working together and making kind of like a well-oiled machine that kind of helps you get these properties on the market?
So we have built businesses outside of what we do on the real estate side here for the past 20 years. So it wasn't too difficult, but really finding the right people and knowing the, you know, cogs to put in the machine, so to speak, was new to figure out, because here in Michigan, this is a brand new industry. It's still fairly new, on a national level as well. So just finding the right key players was huge. But again, you know, through our experience searching for properties on our own, we quickly recognized the do's and don'ts, and were able to hire staff members that fit those pieces well.
Nice. You know, speaking in that marketing kind of vein, I know for myself, I found that there's so many loopholes you have to go through to advertise for any kind of cannabis product, including cannabis properties, finding difficulties there. How are you guys navigating through advertising?
Yeah, so it's a challenge, to be honest. I mean, where you put so much time and effort in any normal business to make sure that your marketing conveys the message that you want it to, now we really have a two-step process, or really three-step process, in which we develop a marketing piece on a piece of property, or a new promotional flyer, or advertisement for a event, and then once we feel like we have it all to where it needs to be, we actually put it in front of our legal team, and that legal team has to go and advise on what the state regulation says we can and cannot say, and then they have to take that and compare it to the municipality's ordinance that we're marketing in to make sure that we're saying all of the right things in the correct way. So once that process finishes, it comes back to us, and we're kind of left with the pieces of what we initially started with, and sew them back together based on our attorney's recommendations. But by the end of it, we strive to have a message that is clear on what we're marketing, but is also very compliant with the state and the municipalities, because we believe that we're partners with the municipalities in the state, and we want to keep that relationship as positive as possible.
Absolutely. It's so important. I don't think people realize what a labyrinth it is just for that tiny piece of advertising, you know, not even just, getting the message out and getting your website set up and being able to communicate with people in the community, but actually having to go through a three-step process just to get some kind of advertising on the market. People don't realize how much work goes into actually being in the cannabis industry.
Yeah, that's right. I can't agree with you more. You know, when you put a sales flyer or a promotional piece in front of somebody and see that they quickly get the message and understand, it's gratifying in one sense, but on the other hand, you can't help but think in the back of your head, you have no idea the amount of man hours that went into making this 8.5 by 11 sales flyer that you now get to look at.
How much time do you think that takes from start to finish? How much time does that take, like working hours, to get that finished?
Yes. So if you're counting total man hours, including, you know, my time to review and others, I would say now that we've streamlined it, we probably have a total of between design and actually getting out the door, a total of 10 to 15 man hours, depending on the complexity of the property. And keep in mind, that's now that we feel like we have a clear-cut process and system down. So, you know, it's not an easy task.
Does not sound like it, but it sounds like you guys are up for it. We need to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to be talking a little bit about fast-changing cannabis laws and what that looks like in Michigan. Stay with us. Come back here and listen to us with Ryan Yunt.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Strainwise Consulting is the most sought-after consulting company for cannabis business applications and management contracts. We consulted on the first recreational license in the world and have had an over 95% success rate on applications submitted. The industry is growing at such an exponential rate that building a powerful and lasting cannabis business is a number one priority. Here's Strainwise's Sean Eubanks.
In our first 5 years, we branded and supported 9 medical and recreational marijuana dispensaries and approximately 160,000 square feet of sophisticated and efficient product cultivation.
Strainwise Consulting has the experience and expertise to guide you through the process.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. Bought a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put different celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Hemping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proved by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me own crops, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
Are you ready to be inspired and educated by the best of the best in the cannabis industry while enjoying sunny South Florida? Then you cannot miss out on the first annual United States Cannabis Conference and Expo, August 24th to the 26th, inside the Hyatt Regency in downtown Miami. The USCC Expo welcomes all cannabis business professionals, medical cannabis caregivers and clinicians, growers and dispensary owners to join us for this brand new event sponsored by the radio podcast leader for all things cannabis, cannabisradio.com. Be one of the first to register today at usccexpo.com. That's usccexpo.com.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome back. I'm Lauren Lee Martin, and I'm here with Ryan Yunt, the VP of Sales for Cannabis Property Brokers of Michigan. And we've been getting to know a little bit more about Ryan and how he got into this industry, making the switch from traditional real estate into the cannabis real estate sector. Ryan, how do you stay up to date on the fast-changing cannabis laws? I know here in California, they change so quickly. We've got to stay up to date and go to, you know, city council meetings and just really pay attention. What's your guys' process out there in Michigan?
You know, honestly, we've been blessed with a really good attorney. So our licensing attorney specifically sends out updates anytime that there's any new significant change in the cannabis Michigan laws. But honestly, it's a task to keep up with, because on top of the Michigan law, you know, changing and being updated, there's also the second element of the municipal laws that are updated and changing. So it's near impossible to stay on top of it all, because we have properties in many different municipalities in the state of Michigan. But between our attorney and now our staff, we keep a pretty good finger on the pulse.
Nice. So I'm interested. Run me through one of your projects. If I'm interested in buying or leasing one of your properties, you know, what's the process there?
Sure. So on the purchasing part, you know, we have our website, which is cpbofmichigan.com, and prospective client can go to that website. Our inventory is always updated. Once you've really identified what you want to do in the industry, so there's five different license types. You have your grow licenses, your what we call provisional licenses, which is code word for dispensary here in Michigan. You have your processing licenses for edibles and oils. You have a testing license, and then you also have a secure transportation license. So there's five different license types. So if you're brand new to the market in Michigan, really what you have to do is you have to decide what license type, you know, what part of the industry you're looking to serve. You in Michigan, you can serve all five. So you decide what you're wanting to serve, and then go on our website, check out our inventory on our sales flyers. You'll actually see the different licenses that property is approved to house. So you may have one that's solely grow, and you may have one that's grow and process, and then you may have one that's, you know, solely used for transportation. So once you've done that, you can submit a request for information form on our website, or you can always just give us a call and talk to me directly at 248-365-4506. And then, you know, we feel like we not only try to serve the client on the helping them find the property, but also connecting you with you know, the different people in the industry, like attorneys, construction trades, to really make sure that your business is successful. Our goal is not to just sell you or lease you a piece of property, but we want your cannabis business to be vibrant and thriving, because we believe in the industry and what it does. So
wow. So you guys are really just a holistic cannabis real estate company. You know, you guys cover all ends of the spectrum there. That's impressive. And it sounds, you know, like a overwhelming amount of work just listening to you talk about it. How much time do you spend getting a property ready for build out before it's ready to market to the public?
Okay. Yeah. So, that is really, a good question. So we, a lot of people don't realize is, you know, to be first to market and find these properties, you really have to, almost see before a municipality opts into our medical marijuana laws. So depending on the piece of property, I mean, we sometimes have, a year into a property before we can market it. But sometimes it's as short as a couple of months. But I would say, you know, we've never had a property and been able to market it in quicker than you know, about a 2 month period.
Wow. So are you guys invested in every single one of the properties on your site?
Yeah, that makes us very different, which I think it kind of speaks to our confidence in what we're selling. So your typical real estate broker, which nothing against them, that's a much needed, you know, task. And we work with many brokers here in the state. But the key difference with us is everything that we market, we actually own ourselves. So when you look at our inventory, you know, you can only imagine that we're, you know, $20+ million invested of our own capital into these properties. So we kind of really put, you know, our money where our mouth is in stating that, you know, we believe in these properties and are confident because we actually own them. We're not just selling you somebody else's property.
Absolutely. That definitely sends a different message to the consumer of, look, we've put all this time and energy and money into this property. You're going to want this. We've made it real special for you. I can definitely see that difference there. So you guys are in Michigan and focus only on Michigan properties. Do you guys have any plans to go national or outside of Michigan at all?
You know, we do. You know, we joke sometimes within the office and say, you know, at some point we're going to take the show on the road. But I would say here, you know, over the next 2 years, there are plans for expansion. But one thing that we believe in, which is, you know, kind of the founder of Subway's quote that I've now coined, which is, you know, start small and finish big. So for us, our goal is to be really, really good here in Michigan and really, really excellent at what we do. And once we feel like we've completely mastered that, then there's some room for expansion. But right now, look, in the state of Michigan, we have now over 300,000 medical marijuana card holders. That's second only to California. It's more than all of Canada combined. So we're a huge, huge market. And people say, oh, the industry in Michigan is in the infancy stage. It's not. It's actually in the fetus stage. It hasn't even been born yet. So so we're trying to capitalize on that. And needless to say, there's tons of room for growth, tons of room for expansion, which I love about the industry, because you don't get that normal vibe like you do in other industries where, you know, it's cutthroat and you don't want to share information. I think everybody that's involved in Michigan right now is focused on making the industry successful and helping one another, which is a really neat thing to see.
Absolutely. I mean, and I've seen that kind of vibe in the cannabis industry of people in the community in general here in California. I'm sure you see it there in Michigan, of just helping one another make this a successful industry, because really, we're kind of the underdogs. People don't expect us to be as successful as we're being. They kind of have this preconceived notion of what anybody in the cannabis industry looks like, acts like, does business like. So, you know, knowing that there's people working with you and communicating with you, it definitely helps push the industry further.
I completely agree with you on that front. We, at this point, there's not really time, to be competitors. We all have to help one another.
Absolutely. So we need to take a break, but when we're going to come back, we've got so much more to talk about with Ryan Yunt. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Rolling into some sponsors, but we'll be right back with more Blunt Business.
Introducing Blue Moon CBD, straight from the bluegrass of Kentucky. With our special nano emulsion process, you'll not only get the best CBD available, you'll get more of it. Not all CBD is the same. It's your body. It's your choice. Get relief from inflammation, anxiety, and stress. Go to www.bluemoonhemp.com and use code HEMP420 for a 20% discount on your order. Balance your body. Balance your life. Make it Blue Moon CBD.
Cannabis concentrates have been around for thousands of years. In 19th century America, extracts mixed with other herbs were sold as a miracle cure. Now, Apex Supercritical has elevated the science of extraction into the 21st century. Apex Supercritical is the leader in CO2 extraction, which is the cleanest, safest, and purest way to extract plant oils. ROI in as little as 3 weeks. Our cost-effective systems are fully automated with an industry-leading 3-year warranty. And if we don't have your system in stock, we can build one in as little as 4 weeks, bringing CO2 extraction to the masses. Learn more at apeksupercritical.com. 4-week build excludes high production systems.
At Alternative Vibes, our core values of quality, loyalty, respect, and honesty guides us in our mission to help families find peace and harmony through our products and services. Whether you are looking for a more natural way of living, shopping essential oils, topicals, and edibles, or searching for a path towards achieving your goals, we are your choice. Learn more about our complete line of natural products and solutions at AlternativeVibes.com. Bringing quality of living to life. AlternativeVibes.com.
I hope you didn't forget about us, because we're back with Blunt Business on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome back to Blunt Business. I'm your host, Lauren Lee Martin, and we're talking with Ryan Yunt, the VP of Sales from Cannabis Property Brokers of Michigan. We've been learning so much about the cannabis real estate market in Michigan. Ryan, being a company that doesn't necessarily touch the plant, do you find that you're still having to do some outreach and education about navigating and being a part of the cannabis community?
Oh yeah, 100%. I always tell people, not even frustration, but just new wave that we had to learn how to ride was, on a typical real estate transaction, you have the piece of property and you sell the piece of property. In this industry, because the industry is so new, undoubtedly, anybody is going to have a fair amount of questions just regarding the industry in a whole. So although we are focused specifically on the real estate side, we get questions on a daily basis of, you know, hey, in this building, how would you build out, you know, your grow? The good news is on our staff, we actually have a retail expert. We also have a grow and a general construction expert as well that works full time with us. So we try to answer as many of those questions as possible. And then, of course, there's consistently having to break the stigma and barrier of what marijuana is. And I think if you're in this industry on any level whatsoever, whether you provide insurance, real estate, you're a grower, you're a dispensary, whatever you do that touches this industry, undoubtedly, you know, you're kind of representing the front line of letting people know what the industry is really, you know, really about. And one thing that I love is I can say, very, very positively that after dealing with so many, people in this industry, you have, you know, high-end executives, you have, doctors, you have real business professionals that have gotten involved in this industry. So honestly, our clientele, you know, makes it easy on that front. You know, everybody that's involved, I feel handles the industry well and represents it well.
Good to hear that. So I know in California, we're definitely seeing a hike in value to municipally approved properties. Are you guys seeing this cannabis premium, so to speak, in Michigan?
We do. Yeah, definitely. I mean, look, the common question that I hear is, okay, well, what's the value of this property if it's if it's just a regular property? And to me, it's a silly question, just because you wouldn't be looking at the property if you didn't understand the value of it, you know, being green zoned and the ability to grow or sell or process on. But my favorite response I usually give is, well, can you explain to me how you get to grow a plant and then place such a high value on it? And then usually people get it. So you know, it's a constant conversation. But yes, you know, of course we see the property values rising in cannabis, and of course, you know, we have to follow those prices because of all the legal that we put into these properties, and you know, there's a significant amount of money invested into the property above what we initially purchased the property for, and mm-hmm. not to mention, I mean, we have properties that we were following all the right steps and then just simply never got you know, approved. And now are, you know, not even worth half of what we purchased them for. So people have to understand that, yes, there is a premium, but you get what you pay for. And, you know, you're paying, just like any other industry, you're paying, you know, a person's markup, sure. But think about all the benefit that you get from being able to walk into a property that you can, you know, go apply for your state license and become operational almost, you know, immediately. It's a huge advantage. So, but with that being said, you know, we constantly are checking California prices, Oregon prices, Colorado prices, you know, Washington prices, to really make sure that we're staying in line. We like to stay below the national averages. So
it sounds good. I know out here, well, I know in Colorado and a little bit of statistics have come back from California about surrounding properties, non-cannabis properties, their value being raised just by being in the vicinity of cannabis properties. You guys seeing that too?
Oh yeah, 100%. There's no arguing the point that once a city opts into the cannabis laws or becomes green friendly, it instantly changes the community for the better. And raises surrounding property values. I mean, I could give you story after story, but one in particular, is a very small town here in Michigan. And I mean, I spoke with the gas station next door. They house a Subway, and they said, you know, we're so excited because now we see, you know, almost 100% increase during lunchtime because all of the employees that are coming here, you know. And so it's really it's a draw for people, and any time that you have a draw for people into a particular vicinity, property values are going to go up, just because, you know, when people come, they want the coffee shops, they want the, you know, supporting businesses and ancillary businesses. So yeah, it is neat to see, and yes, we do see that here.
Amazing. I know you have a business park on the market right now. Just really quick, why don't you go ahead and tell us about that and where people can find you?
Sure. Yeah. So what we've built is a beautiful facility in Oakland County, Michigan, and it's about 45 minutes north of Detroit, really in a beautiful area. What we did there is we're building 300,000 square feet of grow, process, and transport and testing space. So the thought process there was, you know, how do we make an industry with such a high barrier and complicated barrier to entry a little simpler, but then also, you know, use the power of kind of banding together and working together. So what we were able to do is purchase this property, put up this business park, and you can essentially walk into a 6,000 square foot space, a 14,000 square foot space, or a 20,000 square foot space. We have predetermined lease rates for each of those spaces. You come in and lease the space from us. We get you the application and, you know, get you a municipal license there, and really walk you through that process, make it simple for you. The location is going to have 24-hour security on it. And not to mention, you have, you know, growers and processors and transporters and testers right there. So really, short of selling the product, the businesses are all self-supported, you know, can really give each other, you know, the support that they need. So we're excited about it. We're actually almost completely leased out at this point. But again, our phone number is 248-365-4506, and if anybody's looking for a easy solution, low cost solution to get into a space here quickly and get municipal approval quickly, that's by far the easiest and least expensive.
Fantastic. Ryan, thank you so much for joining me today. I learned so much.
Oh no, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. And thank you for joining us on this edition of Blunt Business. You can download past episodes of our program by going to cannabisradio.com or subscribing to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. Until next week, I'm Lauren Lee Martin. Thanks so much for joining us.
The opinions expressed on this CannabisRadio.com program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of CannabisRadio.com. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without proper consent of CannabisRadio.com is prohibited.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.